Leaks from Google and Apple, a look at the Galaxy S20 and a lot more coming right up. Good morning, good evening, what's up geeks? This is episode 101. And I'm Vikram Mohan, and this is the podcast that provides you tech news and views that you can really use. See, we actually made a rhyme of that one. We have an action-packed episode coming right up, but first, a word from our sponsor. This episode is sponsored by the book India is One. Have you ever imagined India being divided into two countries? What happens to the millions of Indians who are from South India, who are now in the North, and vice versa? Kahi and Jay were two such people who got trapped in the situation. Everything was going smoothly for them, and suddenly their world turns upside down. How will they get together? Will India become one again? Take an exciting journey with them from their college days and in Mumbai and the life in the US, and it comes back to India and they find that India is divided. And India is One is available on paperback on Flipkart, and it's also a Kindle Unlimited book on Amazon. So check it out, and we thank them for sponsoring all the videos and podcasts on Talking Stuff Network. And now on with the show, and my co-host has been waiting patiently. And so welcome back, Vinayak. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing? How are you, everyone?
Vinayak, they can answer you right away. So probably they'll...
Comments. Put it in the comments.
We'll ask people. Yeah, so you, speaking of which, before we even start with broken news, just a reminder that all podcasts, including this one, are now available on our YouTube channel. That is youtube.com/talkingstuffpodcasts. Remember, it's plural, Talking Stuff Podcasts. So head over there, and you can not just, instead of just listening to Vinayak and I, you can watch our lovely mugs, as you can see. And I shaved and I took a haircut. No, actually, I didn't. I didn't take a haircut yet. But
see, only thing is now, if you're looking around here and there, and if you're scratching our faces and noses, you'll also see that.
In fact, we shouldn't be touching our faces at all. Thanks to... Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll try not
don't
to
say the word, the because word. You can get demonetized on YouTube.
Is it okay? Yeah, exactly. I'm bored of talking about it. So we will not talk about the virus that shall not be named. But we do have a lot of good fun news. In fact, I wish we had some fun news last week for our 100th episode. But we do have some fun news now. And so let's just head right over to broken news. So Vinayak, leak season starts again, and
yep.
Google ship, thank God Google doesn't build ships, right? I mean, because these guys are so bad in leaking. Every year, the Pixel phones have leaked in all their glory. I mean, complete. I mean, not just in terms of specifications, but people actually end up having the physical device with them. And this year with the Pixel 4a, you actually have videos of people using the Pixel 4a. Did you happen to see the video by any chance? I know you're not a big fan of Pixels.
Yeah, I didn't watch the video. I didn't see the video.
Okay, so it's not an English video, unfortunately. But, I don't remember what language it was in.
Filtraction Completa. I think this could be Spanish or something.
It could be. I didn't listen to it completely.
Yeah, look.
So, Pixel 4a is...
Spanish.
The A series is, of course, the budget Pixels. And last year, I think the 3a was very well received, even in India and worldwide, though, of course, didn't sell well, but good reviews. And Pixel 4a has again come in. We don't know when it will be released, but what we saw is it's got a 3.5mm jack. It's got a rare fingerprint reader. So if you remember, Vinayak...
The physical one, right?
The Pixel 4, which didn't release in India, it has only the face unlock, like an iPhone.
So
you see that they have a fingerprint reader.
These are so much better than the ultrasonic sensors, actually.
Yes. It's got a single 12-megapixel camera in the back. The Pixel 4 has two, finally. So, but the 4A is going to have just a single 12-megapixel sensor. Mm. Which is probably the same sensor which was in the Pixel 3 and also it's one of the sensors.
The standard sensor, the primary sensor maybe.
Exactly. And it's got a 5.8-inch display with a hole punch. Compare that to, by the way, This is going to have a 5.8-inch display, and the Pixel 4 has a 5.7-inch display, slightly small.
0.1-inch.
So this actually has a slightly bigger display because the Pixel 4, if you remember, has had to have a huge bezel because of all the Project Soli and everything. So since this one has a hole punch, it's just got
That means they removed everything else. Project Soli, everything is gone. All the face projection thing and all that is gone.
Just got a single sensor camera. Yeah. So that gets you 0.1 inch of space. A Snapdragon 730, which is not the flagship, which is the next in line. 6 GB of RAM, which is very impressive. I mean, the old Pixel.
How much was it last time, actually?
The Pixel 3 had 4 GB. I think the Pixel 4 also has 6 GB. So good to see that they have the same amount of RAM even in the budget line.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. If the screen was better, even here, in terms of battery, the Pixel 4a is going to have a 3080 mAh battery. Compare that to 2800 on the Pixel 4.
Pixel 4. So this is supposed to be the Pixel 4, and the Pixel 4 should be this one, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one single camera missing. Oh, that's one of the 855, right? The Snapdragon 855 on the Pixel 855,
4. Last year's thing. So it's not a 5G. But still, yeah, the Pixels are not known for their, not known for their battery life. That's my dog. I think he's spotted the neighbor's cat.
But what are they known for other than camera then?
I'm pretty sure even...
Which was bad the last time also because they even removed the... Like they never put in a ultra-wide camera last time, right? You don't need an ultra-wide.
But the single camera is nice. I mean, it's a normal Pixel camera.
So. But every YouTuber has been saying that actually. The thing is, we want an ultra-wide. We may not want the telephoto.
Sorry about that. My dog spotted a squirrel or something and I had to let him out. Where were we? Yes. So basically it's leak season and we had the complete the Pixel 4a in all its glory coming out. But last year, Vinayak, the 3a actually was shown off in Google I.O. And as we discussed that this year, we are not going to have a Google I.O. So question is that when and how will Google be releasing this
They'll do some kind of a live stream, I guess. Instead of having everybody come in over there, they'll just live stream it and release the phone and also some other device, right?
And considering that we know everything about it, do they even bother having a live stream?
Last time they did it, even if everything was...
No, last year, of course, it was part of the Google I.O. So they had the I.O. event, so they could do that. This time they can just send out a tweet saying, yeah, you know what? You guys saw the phone, that's pretty much it. This is the price.
Yeah,
the pricing has also been leaked. It's $399, which is not bad.
Quite good, actually. But that's not the price that you're going to get it in India for.
Yes, we'll have to wait and watch and see what the pricing in India is.
If it is approximately 28K, right? So in India, I think so. It's going to be at least 38.
40. Can you Google and find out what is the price of the Pixel 3a in India? Because in the US, they are using the same pricing which they had for Pixel 3a. And so I'm assuming even in India, they would end up having the same
Pixel price. Pixel 3a is
30K. So you can expect this also to be a 30K, which honestly, you do have much better deals. Never mind. But that's not the last of the Google leaks. We've also got one more news. And this one is something actually that excited me. We are going to be getting a new version of the Chromecast Ultra. So Chromecast Ultra is, of course, a dongle with the 4K edition. Normal Chromecast is only HD. Yeah. And Chromecast Ultra is the 4K version of it. And the best part is, instead of a normal Chromecast, this one is going to be running.
But we already have an Ultra last time, right?
We do have an Ultra right now. But it's a Chromecast.
This is the new gen Ultra. This is a Chromecast Ultra.
You have a Chromecast Ultra already, but it's
already available. Yeah,
It's a Chromecast device, so it doesn't have a remote. Whereas this time the Chromecast Ultra is going to be running Android TV, and it's going to come with a remote. So I think that makes a lot of sense. I have an Android TV. I really I like the platform. And
I think the best part about this is going to be that it's going to be self-contained. Like you don't have to have a phone to cast to it and all that. So because you can use your remote to go through everything.
Kind of Google's answer to the Fire Stick.
Yes, which they should have done long back, actually.
Absolutely. They should have done this like a couple of years ago.
That should have been the first thing that came out with the Chromecast. And if they had done it then, like, nobody would care about any of the other devices. I don't know. Google is a little late to everything. They have everything, but they make the ecosystem and they don't have it first.
The problem, I guess, is that they face the same issue that Microsoft does, that they also, since they also make the platform, and if they're too aggressive in their hardware game, then that might piss off all the hardware manufacturers. So they have to walk a kind of a tight line and not be too aggressive there. But anyway,
Chromecast was there when nobody else was there, right? So they could have still released, because they were knockoffs that were released at the same time.
Yes, yes.
With Android on it.
Yes. So there's no official release date for any of these. We will, of course, keep you updated on when the release happens, considering that there's no word on how Google I.O. would be, whether, you know, for all you know, since Google I.O., they might have the keynote, which is streamed live, and they might go ahead and also announce these devices in the same stream, like Vinayak said. Speaking of which, by the way, we did speculate about this last 2 or 3 weeks on in a row. Microsoft has sufficiently confirmed just some time ago. This, in fact, it's not broken news, it's breaking news that Build conference has been cancelled for this year. Okay. And but we have a lot more leaks also. We've got news about iOS 14. Do you want to talk about that, Vinayak, or should I?
You're the iOS guy now.
I'm the iOS guy now. But of course, you have an iPad too. Not too much here. We won't spend too much time here, but there is already some news about the upcoming iOS 14 release. And basically, it's going to have a new fitness app, which I guess, yeah, it is overdue. And this is surprising. They are going to have a new, like, AR kit. They have a AR kit. They have game kit, home kit, and all that things. So they also are going to have an API for using the Apple Pencil, which on the iPad and iPad Pro. So it's going to be called Pencil Kit. And that way, all the, you know, if you're an app writer, you can, if you're a developer, you can use the Pencil Kit to program the pencil and to improve messages. iMessage is going to have some improvements. At last, you can put ad tagging. So in a group chat, you can send a message to somebody specific, but you can add, you can unsend messages, you can and status updates. So
okay, but when it show, does it show like this message was unsent or something like that, or
just, I don't know. I know WhatsApp does that, right? I mean, this message was deleted.
Yeah. Is there message retracted? Is there? I'm just looking at the retract messages, right? So message retracted. That's the best thing would come there.
Oh man. Then of course they're also going to shore up the revenue by also having a wallpaper store. Man, so inside the App Store, you'll have a section for wallpapers. And basically, I guess you can shell out more money to Apple for...
Yeah, Samsung has already been having that kind of stores, actually. The Samsung Galaxy Store, no? You can get wallpapers, stones, icons, packs, and all that. So
yeah, much but stuff. While it's mostly free there, here I'm assuming you'll pay a pretty penny.
Yeah.
And finally, did you catch the live stream yesterday? We had Xiaomi had its Redmi 9, Note 9 launch.
Yes, I did watch the live stream, actually.
Me too. So what did you think of it?
It looks pretty good, actually, at that kind of a price point that they're releasing these phones, right? So they are releasing quite nice devices, and both of them look really specked out, actually. The Note 9 Pro Max, that is supposed to have a 6.69 inch screen, then 64 megapixel camera, which is on that price point, 32 megapixel selfie camera. So, and 128 GB, UFS 2.1 storage, but still, it's fast. Okay, it's faster than standard over here. And the colors are also quite nice, right? The Aura Balance design.
Yeah, Aura Balance. I was not sure exactly how they came up with that name and what that's name. Supposed to signify.
Then you have the upgradable 512 GB like memory option. And the thing is, like, Samsung still does that hybrid SIM where you have 2 SIM cards or 1 SIM and 1 micro SD card. But here, I think it's separate. So you can have your 2 SIM cards and also have your micro SD card at the same time. So that's quite nice. Yeah. And MIMO Wi-Fi, which is a dual Wi-Fi, right? At the same time, you can have that much better connectivity. So
basically, two antennas.
So, Yeah, the biggest, I think, the best thing that they have done right now is their collaboration with ISRO, where they have the NAVIC location-based services, which is our true Indian navigation. Yeah. That's pretty nice, at least. I don't know if any of the other flagships also support it over here.
Yeah, that's not something that Redmi or Xiaomi has worked with this ISRO for. It's something that is built into the Snapdragon 720G chipset. So I'm assuming that any phone which supports, which uses
720G the Snapdragon support 720G. That. But the way he went with it, he said, okay, NAVIC, we have worked with it. And you have the photos also, right? He showed photos with him and shaking hands with the with him.
Right, yeah. With the ISRO chairman.
I don't know how they managed to do this, but the 9 Pro Max has that 5020mAh battery inside.
Huge battery.
Huge battery. And another very important thing that the people should understand is the 720G is actually faster than the 730, Snapdragon 730.
Oh, yeah, which is very surprising.
Yeah, there's a confusion with the numbering. I don't know why they did that, but the new features and all that, the 720G is actually faster than the 730. And 33-watt fast charging included in the box.
Yes. So, what's the pricing that they have announced for this?
This was around...
I think it's around 18K or something, if I'm not wrong.
Note 9 Pro Max is going to be $14,999.
Yeah, that's the... See, you have two variants. You have the Redmi Note 9 Pro and you have the Max. Yeah. Last year, you had the normal Redmi Note and you had the Pro. So, they have updated. They have dropped the base model. So, you just have the Pro and the Max.
At that price is like... you don't need the base model anymore, I guess, right?
Just sometime earlier, we were talking about the Pixel 4a, which uses the Snapdragon 730. And we were talking about Snapdragon 730 and 3000mAh battery, etc., with costing around 30,000. Here you have.
So the Note 9 Pro starts at 12999, 4GB plus 64GB, and then you have the
8GB with 128GB storage.
Yeah, that would be 15999 is the other one. Then 18999 is the most premium. 8GB plus 128GB is 18999, which is a Pro Max only. And so this is a Pro Max. So yeah, base model is 14999. The 6GB version 16999, and the 8GB version is 18999 for the Pro Max.
And this costs 50% lesser than what the Pixel 4a probably would cost.
But I think Pixel still has the camera. Coming in there.
Yes, right? Yes. Yeah. Pixel has the camera and of course the software updates from Google. While my mom has a Redmi Note, I forgot which version, maybe 6 or 7 or something like that. But there's this one feature which even these people don't really hype it up, and I don't know why. But all of these phones also have an IR blaster.
Correct. You're right.
Which is very useful. And I have no idea why. I mean, I've spoken about this, I think, way back. I have no idea why this is not a more widely used feature. All phones should have an IR blaster. I mean, why not just make an app which...
Or get the device that I reviewed recently, right? Or use the device that I just reviewed recently.
Yeah,
or it's going to be coming up. The video is going to be coming up.
Of course, yeah. You can do that. But this phone, the Redmi Note 9, also has an IR blaster, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's...
The Pro also has this side-mounted fingerprint sensor, which is quite nice. It's actually a physical sensor, which is going to be really fast.
The Pro has the side-mounted fingerprint sensor, whereas
has
the in-display one.
In-display sensor. Then you have a headphone jack on the Pro. You have IR blaster. You have... here also you have the 5020mAh battery.
The battery
and the Z-axis vibration haptics. Like you have better haptics here.
Better haptics, that's what they claim.
Which you have been always complaining, right? You have been saying that iPhone has the best haptics. I didn't like anything on the
Only Android phone where I like the haptics is the Pixel line, where they have really good haptics. But apart from
you didn't like my Galaxy.
No, the haptics on the iPhone are way better than anything.
But they have improved it on the S20 Plus, actually, now.
Okay, I'll take... which we will be coming to right after this
break. Yeah.
So, like Vinayak said, we are going to be talking about the Galaxy S20. But before that, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. And welcome back. And today for today's feature story, Vinayak, last week, I think we had spoken about how you might not last till the monsoons and you will end up buying a S20. Forget monsoons. Yeah. You didn't last till the summer started.
It didn't last till the next episode.
You didn't last a week. So, yeah. Vinayak is the proud owner of Galaxy S20. Do you want to show it off to the cameras?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Ah. Let's do this. That's the always on display. And then this is the actual display there. And these are the cameras at the back. Ah. Yeah.
Do you have a clear case or is there no case?
It's a clear case, actually. Okay. So it comes in the box.
Ah.
I was looking for the cases that Samsung releases, but it's already sold out. Most of them are sold out. Whatever I like is sold out. Nice. And I'm actually placing it over here in front of me, like on my Wi-Fi, like wireless charger. So I just place it in front of me and it just keeps charging over there. But it's a beautiful phone. Like it's more edge to edge, right? So yeah, so it's quite to the edge actually. Only one hole punch camera in the middle over there. We have these four cameras over here. So you have
what color is this supposed to be?
This is a cosmic gray. So I think if I remove this, it will become much more visible. Cosmic gray.
It's really shiny. It's really glossy.
Yeah. It's glass, right? So it's pretty shiny that way. And then you have these cameras, 12 megapixel, 12 megapixel, 64 megapixel. And the camera over here is the depth camera, like true time of flight camera for depth, for the depth information, as they call it.
Then there's the flash, the true tone.
Yeah, then there's the flash. And all the buttons are on the side now. So the power button, volume button, no more Bixby button. And
you missed the Bixby button?
I never used it actually. And this button is actually programmable. The power button is actually programmable, which you can program to anything else. A double tap to open the camera, single tap, you can open up some other menu or something, or Bixby if you want to. So this nice, like the options are there. And the screen is awesome, actually. But you can't really see it on this, I guess. But you can check out my video, which will be releasing next week, where I've actually talked about the entire what good and the bad about this. So what are the good stuff? The good stuff is the cameras, pretty good cameras. Screen is all awesome. And this is using the Exynos 990 because this is being the Indian version. There is only 8 GB of RAM instead of 12 GB as what is in the US. And I have the 128 GB version, which is the base variant. And you have the hybrid slot, which allows two SIM cards, or you can have an extra micro SD card. So I put in an extra 128. So I have approximately 247 GB because you don't get the whole 128. You get only 119 GB out of that card after you format it. Then battery life has been good. There's no problems. You at least get minimum at least one day on like five hours or 6 hours of on-screen time is what most reviewers have been talking about. Mine has to. I never allow it to discharge too much because I'm always on this wireless charger whenever I'm home. Then the zoom is okay, actually. Zoom-wise, if you really look at it, it's not actually zooming. Because of the 64-megapixel camera, it actually makes a 12-megapixel photo out of the 64-megapixel photo and then crops it. So you don't have the actual zoom happening over there. And except for the fingerprint sensor, which is a little slow, which is under the display, everything else is good.
Right. In fact, reading the reviews of the S20 and S20 Plus, which are right now out, Android Authority, I think Android Central, pretty much everyone kind of agrees with what you're saying. I think Android Authority just said, buy this one. Android Central said, this is the best phone in a long time. People are praising the display. I mean, that's a given. Whenever there's a Samsung phone which comes out, I mean, either the S series or the...
I totally forgot about that thing, actually. 120 Hz refresh rate with 240 Hz interaction polling.
Which is what I want to ask you. Because when the phone ships, it ships with 1080p and this thing, right? It doesn't have the high refresh rate enabled. So what mode are you on right now?
I'm on 120 hertz right now.
So 120 hertz would be 1080p. That is full HD.
Full HD plus, actually. It's higher than
standard 1080p. Because of the aspect ratio.
Yeah.
So you right, you preferred going up with the refresh rate. You have gone for the 120
hertz. It's 2400 by 1080.
So you were able to higher, swipe up from the notifications and change this instantly?
It's in the display options, actually.
I can see myself on your phone.
Yeah, there you are.
Okay, that's the reflection. Okay. That's a glossy display.
Very glossy.
I could see myself so clearly. And that was a reflection of your monitor.
And here's where you have the options for changing the high refresh rate. And can you read it?
Not clear? Really. But that could be more because
the focus.
I guess I need reading glasses. But
could be the focus problem.
Could be.
Anyway, so you have the high refresh rate or the 60 hertz. If you want to save battery, you save around 25% battery, they say.
So, one thing I wanted to ask you was whether you switched the display and you have opted to go with the higher refresh rate. Did it, does it have a significant impact on battery life? You are saying that even after that, you're getting a day.
Yeah, you get a day, around a day.
I guess that, yeah, then it's definitely worth it.
Because it's brand new, I think that's why I get the day. As it goes on, anyway, my S9 Plus was always having a problem. And I have a portable power bank always with me in my pocket. So that way I could always charge up that phone. Now, the same power bank I use this with this because it is USB-C only.
Right.
And no headphone jack. Because S10 Plus itself actually lost the headphone jack, but this one has no headphone jack here.
So are you missing the headphone jack yet?
No, because it came with AKG USB-C headphones, right? It's pretty nice, actually.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask you is that Samsung had said that they're rolling out some camera specific updates. So did you receive any updates yet?
The day I turned my phone on, I was home and on Wi-Fi, I got the update. I updated. And this one, actually, there's a difference between the Plus and the Ultra cameras. The Samsung, the S20 Plus has a dual pixel autofocus, DPAF it's called, which is quite fast, very fast actually. But the Ultra is using face detect autofocus, which is generally used in the older DSLRs. Because that lens and all that, I think because of the 108 megapixel sensor, they are using PDAF instead, which has a slight problem. It has the focus hunting problem and all that. The S20 Plus doesn't have much of that, actually.
Yes, all the reviews are in fact saying that the S20 Plus is, of the three variants, it's the best one. The Ultra, in fact, has not got good reviews. I mean, basically, the phone is good. It's just that it's not worth the cost and the whole 100 megapixel.
Almost 20,000 rupees more, right?
The camera is not significantly better.
S20, you miss the time of flight sensor. The S20 Plus has the time of flight sensor with everything the same as the S20 and a bigger screen. S20 Ultra has the 108 megapixel sensor and 6.9 inch screen over there. It's massive. And the 4500 mAh battery in this one, actually. And the other one has a 5000 mAh, I guess, on the Ultra.
So since you installed the camera update instantly, you have no way of knowing how much this improved. I mean, how much the update improved it.
Yep.
And of course, Samsung said that they also have some more improvements coming along the way. And I'm sure you've been playing around. I saw a couple of photos which you've taken, but how impressive is the camera currently?
Yeah, so when you're going to be using the 64 MP mode, right, you can't directly use it unless you select it and you really select, I want 64 megapixel over there. That's when you actually notice the changes, how much difference is there. And if you put 64 megapixel, it locks onto the telephoto lens. If you're putting it in the normal 12 megapixel mode, it can go between all the three lenses. But as soon as you say, okay, I want 64 megapixels, it's only in the telephoto lens.
So is it worth it, the 64 megapixel photos?
Oh, it's quite different, actually. As soon as you put it on 64 megapixel, like in the gym, when we took a photograph today, I can zoom in on everybody's face and actually see them quite clearly.
Privacy alert.
And it's got a 30x, hybrid digital zoom kind of a thing, right? It can do up to 30x, actually.
So previously, I mean, you're upgrading this from the Galaxy S9. And S9 was the one with the two lenses.
It's the dual aperture.
So that's not something that they have continued now.
They have removed that. They have removed the iris scanner. They have removed the dual aperture. They have removed the heart rate sensor.
It had a heart rate sensor also. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the S9 Plus had a heart rate sensor, SpO2 sensor and all that. So you just tap at the back and hold your finger down there and the heart rate, you could get the heart rate instantly. But they expect you to get the Galaxy Watch instead.
But yeah, and, I think probably the only negative which even you have pointed out and which folks have, all the reviews have also said is that the fingerprint sensor is very slow.
You can actually hear it. I'm going to be tapping now. This is how slow it is. Okay, it may not look slow, but the thing is, it is slow compared to my S9 Plus, which had an actual fingerprint scanner.
Right.
So you get used to it.
Since this is going to be a first interaction every time you you use the phone, I guess every half a second also matters. And besides, I think we are all quite spoiled.
I know.
Anything
it gives you half a second to rethink, I guess, yourself or set yourself up.
Absolutely. So, wow, I can't wait to see your video. And the video would be out this Tuesday and it will be there on the Talking Stuff YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/talkingstuffnet. That's the best place for the odd reviews, but mainly for videos for makers and creators and smart home. And we've got loads of tips and tricks also. So head over to the YouTube channel. And now the part which folks are eagerly awaiting for is Geek versus Geek. Let's get right down to it.
Yep.
Hey, Vinak. Welcome to Geek versus Geek. And I saw your app. It's something I used to use a long time ago, but looks like your pick is from 2015. Trash Talk.
Yeah, but it's still a great app, actually. It is like a repository, or you can have a... What would be the right word? You can assimilate all your feeds and put it everything in one place so that you can read all the stories from so many RSS feeds in one place. So yeah, you don't have to go
You didn't give out the name.
Okay, sorry. The name of the app is Feedly, which is what the name suggests. You are taking all your feeds and putting it into one place, which is generally RSS feeds that you have. So most of these websites where you have these tech news or any news, actually, not only tech. It could be politics, it could be cars, it could be art. So you can put in your feeds over here. You can mix feeds also accordingly, how you want it. And all those feeds come into one nice interface where you can see everything together and you can be reading multiple feeds in one place. So that's if you like to read a lot and you like to read a lot of stories between sites, Feedly will bring all of those together and in one place.
Yeah, I mean, Feedly was something I think all for folks who are using the Google Reader, and when Google killed the Google Reader, that's probably most of us ended up going to Feedly. But I have to say, it's been a couple of years since I actually started. I lost the habit of going to Feedly and checking my feeds.
I think Google, when you open up Chrome itself, you get a small feed, right?
Exactly. So pretty much between that and Twitter, I end up getting.
Well, the thing is, Google's feed is it's random. Like it doesn't pop. Like it's likes. It takes what you like, but not exactly maybe from where you like it. So
Feedly
at least says, okay, this is the site I want it from, and it gets all the feeds from there. So you can customize your feeds that with Feedly.
Of course, Feedly is not just an Android and iOS app. They also have an amazing web client, so you can also use it from your browser. Which is how I ended up using it. So that's Feedly. It's available on both Android, iOS, and on the web. We'll have links to that. My app is something which I just, by chance, I was just browsing through games on the App Store. I found this really fun. So my app is, I have a game pick, and it's called T-Taw. It's like Seesaw, but instead of S, you've got a T. So it's T-Taw. And this is a very fun game. Okay, this is for, I'll do a good job describing it. But I would say it's something like, it'll remind you of games on the Wii or games on the Xbox Kinect. So it uses the camera sensor of the iPhone. And I'm guessing it uses the AR kit, I don't know the technicalities of it. But essentially it's this. Yeah, it has a lot of games based on, it's a two people game. So So you'll have to pay, play it with a partner. So it tracks your body movements. So first thing, what happens is when you start it out, there's an outline, a human shape outline with your arms stretched out. And you have to ensure that, it aligns, the outline aligns with the person who you're playing with. And then what happens is here in the game, you have apples or something falling. You have red and blue balls falling from the top. And you, on the left side, you have a red basket. On the right side, you have a blue basket. And you will have to move your body, to slope down on the left or right side. So if the moment there's a red, let's say there's a red ball which has fallen, and you will have to put it into the red basket. So you'll have to direct the other person saying right, 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 left, left, right, left. So they will have to...
So you will be watching it and the other person will be actually on the camera.
Yes. Yeah, they will have swing left and swing... lean over left and right.
I was just looking at the about the game actually. Are they Indian, from India?
Looks like they're from India. We'll try having them Jambav on the podcast Inc. sometime.
JAMBAV Inc.
Yes, looks like they are from India. We'll see if we can reach out to
and
them.
And is it iOS only or Android also?
Unfortunately, it's iOS only for now.
I know, you've become so much iOS, you're walling yourself and into the iOS garden.
And in fact, I kind of shot myself on the foot with this because I showed it to my to my kids and they love the game, obviously. And now here's the thing, since my wife is on Android, they don't, so they keep borrowing my phone to play it. And each time I say, use mom's phone, and they say, no, we want to play this particular game. But it's really fun. Apart from this leaning thing, in between games, it'll ask you to jump. So for in 10 seconds, how much ever you jump, you get that many points. So definitely, it's a good way to keep the kids entertained and to keep them.
This reminds me of the Xbox Kinect, actually.
Exactly. It'll remind you of Kinect and it'll remind you of the Wii. Nintendo Wii games. So that's Tito. We'll have a link to it. And unfortunately, it's iOS only. It's on the iPhone only right now. And those are the two games. Yep. Anything else coming up? Anything else you need to plug? We already spoke about your video. What were the videos S20. That were out?
So right now, last time we had the Mevi Duopods, the budget earbuds. Yeah, it's not exactly an AirPod clone, but okay, you can kind of
say it is that. An AirPod. Call a spade
because you don't have those extra, what do you say, long stick kind of things.
The weird sticks
come. Yeah, out of your ears. Then there are there's one thing from Okta that's coming up soon. Yes. Which we will be, you have to see it to know exactly how everything is going to be working out. We're going to keep it as a surprise. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
For folks who didn't check out last week's episode, the 100, we actually had the CEO of Okta. He was explaining about the product, the Tang Bolt. So you'll see that.
We already talked about it. That means there's not much big secret unless people have not seen the 100th episode.
Yeah, and before we leave, again, a quick reminder that we are also available on YouTube now. So head over to, if you're watching this, or if you're listening to this, and you want to see how Vinayak looks like or how I look like. I don't know why anyone would want to. But you can also watch a video of this podcast on youtube.com/talkingstuffpodcasts. And we also have audiograms of the other podcasts. So binge on, we are going to be having, I think we have 4 episodes available right now. You're going to be having all the episodes going back right to episode 1 shortly. Every day or so, we are going to be having one of the older episodes. Attention Plus will also be available as audiogram. So, which means for Binge On and for Attention Plus, it's not a video. It's basically you'll be able to listen to the podcast for now. We'll see if we can scale up to video soon. But that's pretty much it for now. And until next time, take care.